Medicine wheels are great circles of stone, quartered by spokes, emerging from a central hub. About 70 are known to exist, mainly in the northern United States and southern Canada. We don't know how they were used, maybe for rituals or ceremonies. We are not the first to be puzzled by medicine wheels. Many of them are thousands of years old, and over the millennia, several civilizations have flourished and receded in their territory. And all these cultures made some accommodation with these mysterious stone wheels. Above all, they maintained the wheels. They kept them in repair and extended them, made them larger. Even today, they are carefully preserved. So their meaning has likely changed over time. But for thousands of years, humans have consistently served these patterns in stone. When I was a land surveyor, I served a pattern that stretches over much of the United States. The sectional survey system is the arrangement of grids that divide rural landscapes into square fields and straight roads. Parts of it are nearly 200 years old, and surveyors like myself maintain it by periodically restoring corner monuments. Like any civilization, the American experiment will someday be replaced by another. But the sectional survey system will likely survive. It is ingrained in the land, has reshaped the very contours of that portion of the planet in which it lives. And patterns do live. They come into being and grow for a while. They evolve, multiply, and sometimes die. They interact with humans and other life forms. Their lives are played out in geologic time, but if we could somehow grasp their movements over thousands of years, we would observe all the features of this thing we call life. And from that perspective, humans would seem like cells or helpful bacteria, small pink things rushing about, maintaining the patterns and extending them, and eventually discarding them. Patterns are everywhere. Languages are huge patterns, continually maintained and evolved by humans over millennia. Religions, corporations, governments, these too can be seen as patterns. Ordered systems that persist over time, made up of humans, but living far longer than humans. And of course, even the human body is a sort of pattern. We're all very comfortable with the idea that our cells switch out every 7 years or so. But think what that means. It means that the body is not constant, but some template for the body, some pattern, does endure. Really, is it too much to say that everything is a pattern, made up of other patterns, nesting and interlocking in exquisite hierarchies of order that endlessly repeat and replicate and die back and rise anew? And that is something to think about. What patterns are we creating and being created by while we live? And when we die, which of those patterns will endure and even, perhaps, live forever? Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.